May 6, 2020. I woke up in the middle of the night, wondering how I was going to cope with the death of M. I cried for M. My tears were so strong and so blue that they broke the filmed conversations we have with the material she is working on as we speak, raise the question of her disappearance and the future of her being. M. I am thinking about M. I don't know if she is alive or not. She is like a child on the verge of losing her body. And the blue matter that came out of her hands is becoming more and more real. It contains her being. Before I went to sleep, I thought about the radishes. She is completely addicted to radishes. Pink, pink radishes. She also takes medication. I wonder if she could not put them into the matter she is working on as we speak. This matter is like a second body. It looks alive. It looks alive because it is supple and humid. I preserve it from drying out. I try to keep it fresh. There is something more and more real in it. And it is like a preparation for death.